Hello, we're back on Left Out, WRCT 88.3. You can give us a call at 621-9728. That's 621-WRCT. So we were discussing, before we got the call from Dennis Kucinich, we were discussing an article by Robert Scheer about suggesting that, worrying about Kerry's campaign strategy. And there's some question about whether Kerry is going to really come out strongly against the war, or strongly as he could, because if you go back and look at, for example, the earlier campaign for the nomination, Howard Dean burst onto the scene basically with a very powerful anti-war, anti-Bush message, and that got a tremendous amount of attention. He raised a massive amount of money, and then people realized, the media came in, and people realized, well, this guy isn't for real. He's not part of our political club, and so we really need a real, legitimate guy. So that was John Kerry, who also, meanwhile, had come out with much more Dean-like anti-war statements and so on. But I think the worry is, and this is expressed by Robert Scheer in his column, is that Kerry's backing away from
that.
He
seems to be backsliding, yeah. It was interesting that there are two comments to make there. One is that it wasn't only Dean who was coming out. It was also Dennis Kucinich. And yet it was only Dean who got the coverage, really. Kucinich was marginalized from the start. And that's one thing I have to say I personally resented, is the treatment from all of the press that I can see as regarded him as irrelevant, when in fact he's one of the people who's actually saying something. But Dean certainly got mindshare, and I was a strong supporter of Dean, in partly for his positions and partly for the fact that it seemed to be gaining some traction. And that did push Kerry to start attacking Bush, which seemed to be critical to taking winning in Iowa and then going on to all but win the nomination, the Democratic Party nomination. But now, he seems to be sort of either, disappearing into the background one way or the other. And I'm slightly worried. Robert Scheer reports here, he describes him, he says, if Kerry is not to become the next Al Gore, by which he means triangulating safe positions just this side of a Republican who's probably the most irresponsible American politician in a century, that would be good old George W. Bush, then he must challenge President Bush's entire vision and not just his tactics. And I would say, here. Well, please remember to go out to vote. Thank you for listening to Left Out. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. I'm Bob Harper.
I'm Danny Slater. Have a great night.
Good night.